Monday, December 7th, 2020. I'm Anthony Ferraro.
I'm Kellyanne Walton.
And we are in beautiful, sunny Southern California. We are on our way down to San Diego.
And you
just left. Beautiful stay at Grace, Ellie, and Iggy's in Venice Beach. They had an amazing time. Let's see. We got in late, like 9:30.
On Saturday?
Yeah.
Saturday night. Yeah, we got in on Saturday. I think that's when we last spoke. We were pretty tired.
Yeah, we were tired and we were about to be there. Then we got there and it was like an awesome reunion. Iggy, Ellie, and Grace were all there. And
we live right in Venice Beach. Los Angeles County is just like, you know, not in the city, so near, right near the ocean. So it's really nice, like, you know, to be like all the LA vibes, but without all the craziness. But it was still pretty crazy, you know, people living their lives still.
We got some beautiful weather. What do we do? All day Sunday.
We stayed up really late.
Stayed up till like 2 in the morning.
Ellie was our bartender, making us all like custom
fancy
drinks.
Cocktails.
We ordered tacos.
Got some tacos, and just had a fun like family party, basically.
And then the next morning,
we woke up.
We slept in a little, and we kind of wanted to go ride our scooters around Venice area, and so
we had our first passenger in the car.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ellie.
Yeah. We had to do some rearranging, but it was awesome to have people in the car and just to feel like, oh, wow, this is, like, more than just a two-person car with a giant trunk. And so we went down to Venice. We
picked up Ellie's boyfriend, Mark.
We had our scooters.
We parked and went up to the boardwalk.
To this awesome burger spot.
Yeah, we got some...
Called The Window.
Got some amazing burgers.
And I was standing there in line, and I literally just standing there, and then all of a sudden this person just, like, points at me and starts walking towards me, and I was like, oh, they're, like, clearly not coming to me. And then gets closer and closer, and I'm telling you, this whole mask life makes things, like, a little bit difficult to recognize people you haven't seen in a while. And I'm like, wait... that Glenn, and it was one of my friends, Glenn, and actually a client of ours, and it was really funny. He lives in Denver, but he just flew out to LA, was picking up a burger. Like, the timing couldn't have been
at the exact time,
like,
we
just
were
the exact one. Time we were about to place our order, he was picking up his from the window and saw me. So it was just a weird, like, freak thing, but also cool because we talk like at least once or twice a week, and like for work, and haven't seen each other in like 3-4 years. It's just like, hey, what's up? Like,
yeah, it was really crazy. It was short. It was like 30-second interaction and then gone.
Yes, but it was awesome. It was like, literally just sent him an email this morning. It was just funny thinking about that. But yeah, after we got the burger, it was amazing. We had to find somewhere to go eat it because everything shut down again. So we walked over towards the beach area and just kind of like chilled and ate burgers and fries with Mark and Ellie. And then we were just trying to ride down for a little bit, soak up all the crazy Venice, like, wackos.
Yeah.
Ants joined a dance party with this random girl wearing like leopard pants or something.
It was pretty. I was on my scooter and I was just dancing, and she was like loving it because she was dancing and I just started dancing too, and then we were grooving.
Yeah, and so we were trying to make it back by the time Grace got home from work, which was around 2:30 or 3. So we got back in the.
We got back. We like cleaned up. We went, we picked this, we were trying to figure out where to live stream, and then Mark suggested, the jetty, and he, like, is from Venice, so decided to take his recommendation.
There's a jetty in Marina Del Rey, which is like a small little nook town right south of Venice. But it's like not Venice anymore, so you got a little bit like, I don't know what, if they keep Venice that way for a reason or if it just like, it is, but the towns surrounding it are just so different than Venice even. And it was just like very calm and
it was the most epic sunset too.
There's a big walkway out towards the ocean with sand all on the right of it, and then on the left, like behind where Ant set up on the walkway, was like this little inlet where the boats go in and out of the ocean. So there was all these sailboats coming in, and it was just, it was perfect.
I really liked the vibe of that spot, and
got a lot of tips too.
Yeah, I made really good tips, and I, who was it?
$27.
Ellie's, or Grace's friend came too and listened, so we had like a little crew, so it was really nice, and we got to just, it was good family vibe.
Yeah.
And people were really enjoying it that were walking by, so that was really nice.
Yeah, and it was an awesome sunset. It was like super pink and purple and just orange and just so like bright, and it was really cool just to be able to look out.
I know, I kept like looking back at it when I was playing.
Yeah, it was special. And so by the time we left there, the sun was down clearly, and we were all pretty hungry, so we went back to Ellie and Grace's and decided, and Iggy's, and decided to order some tacos from that same place we ordered from the night before.
But yeah, we ordered like 30
tacos. 40 tacos.
Oh my gosh, so we all had like so many tacos, and then even finished them for like breakfast. So that was a great taco party.
Yeah, we just kind of hung out, chilled, talked, relaxed.
It was just so nice, like catching up with family and like reminiscing about old stories and just having a really good, peaceful, relaxing time. I got a haircut from Grace, so you gotta check her out. She's amazing haircut, hairstylist in LA.
What else? Yeah, so we woke up this morning and did some work and got packed up.
Got my haircut.
Took some showers and hit the road in time to make it back. We're kind of playing with time right now because I have a call at 6:30 Eastern, 3:30 Pacific, and
we're gonna be there like 5 minutes before it.
I think like 15, but
oh, nice.
Yeah, 12 now.
Well, we're on our way there. We're going to see my cousin Matt.
So we're headed to San Diego. We'll probably be there for at least
probably 3 or 4 days.
Really?
What?
4?
I don't know.
Down.
3.
3, 4. Play, we gotta look at our calendar. Because we do have a reservation in Telluride that we need to make it to by this weekend?
Ooh. I don't like that.
We'll see. It's already Monday. It's only Monday, though. So, you gotta like it. That's the only way to make it back by Christmas.
Alright.
So, we on a schedule.
So we're going to see Matt and Tony, and then go see the boys, go up some, just relax and enjoy SD, catch up with some old friends and find some cool places to stream.
Yeah, Sunset Cliffs. I have a lot of work I need to do, so.
Yeah.
I'm hoping Anthony gets to enjoy himself. We got a new memory card going out there, so we're gonna put the GoPro on the surfboard and we gonna take some footage.
Yes.
I think it's gonna be fun. So, we'll see.
So, we'll check back in when we're back.
Yeah, so from San Diego, from San Diego, we're supposed to go to Vegas. And then from Vegas, we're supposed to go to the Grand Canyon. And then from the Grand Canyon, we're going to be in Telluride. So it's literally like Friday would be the Grand Canyon. Saturday, Sunday would be Telluride. Monday, Tuesday, Denver, Thursday, St. Louis, Friday, Saturday, Ohio.
You're going too far ahead.
I know, I'm just trying to tell you that we're literally, like, playing... Christmas is so soon. Anyway. But it'll be fun. We're gonna get back.
Alrighty. So we are off. Do 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 And this podcast was sponsored by Grisonius Hairstyling. So please check out Grisonius on Instagram. If you are in need of a proper haircut or hair coloring or anything of your hair needs, please contact Grisonius. It's worth the flight. God bless you all. Have a good day.